Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Zoltan Ach. Zoltan is his last name is ACS. If you're Googling him, Zoltan is a professor of entrepreneurship at George Mason University, and also the director of the Center for Entrepreneurship there at GM University, and also the guy who's in charge and the brains and the energy behind the Global Entrepreneurship and Development Index. Now Zoltan, is this the next generation of the GEM, the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor?
But a better way to think of it,
because I was telling people about the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, which you were part of back in '99.
This basically tries to incorporate the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, the Index of Economic Freedom, and the Global Competitiveness and Ease of Doing Business.
Right.
So it really pulls from all of these,
right,
but none of them ever really focused in on creating an entrepreneurship index.
I got you. I just wonder, the reason I was tying that in, because my audience knows about the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, because I've been telling them about it over and over and over again since '99. Before I knew any of you guys, before I knew Babson, Patty Green, Kaufman, I found that monitor, and I said, I found the gem, and I said, this is really breaking information.
And you could think of this as an extension of that.
Right.
And a broader way to think about entrepreneurship.
And the way, folks, the reason why we're going to all this time, taking this time and the trouble to introduce you to this, because you might be saying, what's this got to do with me making payroll today? And that would be a good question for you to ask. But folks, if you and I are going to be able to run our businesses long term successfully, wherever we may be in the world, if you and I are going to be able to imagine that our children and our grandchildren could have the same entrepreneurial, could follow the same entrepreneurial dream, entrepreneurs, business owners across the globe, around the planet, have got to get together. Because I'll tell you something, Zoltan, I believe, and I don't want to sound like an anarchist, but I believe that entrepreneurs have got to take back control of this planet. Because I believe what's good for small business is good for the world. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's absolutely true, Jim. And, years ago in the last century, nobody really wanted to let entrepreneurs do what they wanted to. In the Soviet Union, they used to shoot them.
Yeah.
And in China, they used to hang them.
Right.
And all of a sudden, in all of these countries, they're letting them flourish.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been this revolution in the world that people don't really quite understand, where everybody wants to make a positive contribution to the world, and the world is basically says, go ahead and do it.
But as you said,
the world has rediscovered, or maybe for the first time discovered, entrepreneurship.
As you said earlier, though, Zoltan, as we talked about earlier, it's not just about being financially successful, being successful in business. Adam Smith's invisible hand is alive and well. Every time a small business owner makes payroll, the invisible hand of that activity, every time a small business owner makes a profit, the invisible hand result of that is good for society and good for the global, for the population of planet Earth, isn't it?
Well, Jim, there's two things that are important: wealth creation and social responsibility.
Yeah.
Those are the two things that drive the world. If we can manage those in a positive way, there's real hope for the world, and we will be able to move in the positive direction instead of into the dark side.
Do you see an inherent conflict between the political class around the globe and the entrepreneurship class around the globe coming up over the next 40 years?
The political class all over the world has realized that this is where their bread is buttered.
Yeah.
And
I hope
this
so.
Was a revelation to them, I think, over the last 10 years.
I've got to wrap it up, but do you think that they realize that if they want to have more money to spend on things that they like to spend money on, that the best way to do that is to have a healthy entrepreneurship class?
I absolutely think so.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. It hasn't quite completely set in here in America. We still have to learn that. A lot of people still have to learn that here in this country. Zoltan, give us the website.
We've got it. We used to know it, and then we forgot it.
That's right. The Jedi, thegedi.org. That's the website, right?
That's right.
Check it out. And you and I got a lot more to come. You're going to continue to teach us about global entrepreneurship. Zoltan, safe travels. Thanks for joining us from Lyon, France. We'll see you next time.
Great, Jim. Thank you very much.
Zoltan Ach, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but it will not be today. I've got to go for today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.